Christ Exalted, James Smith, Christ Exalted, Saints Comforted, and Sinners Directed, 1855. If we look at the comparisons which are made use of by the Holy Spirit to set Christ forth, we behold something more of his loveliness. He is compared to a mother, and is said to have more than a mother's tenderness, kindness, and care. His concern for his people is constant. He never loses sight of them for a moment, and he pledges his word that he will never forget them. He is the city of refuge, with a broad and clear road, the gates wide open, and the hearty welcome awaiting every sinner who approaches to escape the threatened vengeance. He is the stronghold which emboldens, supplies, and secures all the prisoners of hope. He is the rock which shades, shelters, and refreshes the weary traveller. He is the day star which betokens brighter scenes and guides the vessel of mercy across the boisterous deep to the haven of perfect redemption and safety. He is the sun of righteousness, whose rising cheers the benighted pilgrim, makes glad the weary citizen of heaven, and produces moral beauty and fruitfulness in our world. He is the apple tree among the trees of the forest, whose blossoms are beautiful, whose shade is refreshing, and whose fruit is sweet to the taste. He is the bread of life which came down from heaven, satisfying the hungry, strengthening the weak, and giving life unto the world. He is the brazen serpent which heals easily, instantly, and perfectly all who look to him by faith. He is the water of salvation, which cleanses the filthy, refreshes the weary, and makes glad the city of God. He is the only way which leads from sin, condemnation, and wrath to life, holiness, and heaven. He is the head which thinks, plans, and contrives for the welfare of the whole of his mystical body. He is the door which admits to the pastures of divine truth, the privileges of his church below, and his Father's glorious presence. He is the foundation on which all must build for eternity, and which alone is able to support our hopes and sustain our souls amidst the wreck of matter and the crash of worlds. He is the cornerstone which unites, beautifies, and strengthens the whole building of divine mercy. He is the temple where God meets with us, accepts us, and imparts his blessing to us. He is the altar which sanctifies both the gift and the giver. He is the vine which communicates life, nourishment, and fruitfulness to all its branches. He is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, fragrant, lovely, attractive, perfuming, and unequalled in beauty and grace. He is the forerunner who is gone before his flock, removing the obstacles, marking out the road, and ready to receive them as they finish their course. He is the friend who loves at all times, whose mind never changes, whose love never cools, and who never neglects a friend in distress. He is the greatest, best, and most glorious gift of God, including, securing, and conferring every good thing upon those who sincerely receive him. He is the kinsman who redeems the forfeited inheritance, who ransoms all his poor relatives from slavery, and whose name is held in renown. He is the Lamb of God, who took up, expiated, and forever put away the sins of all who trust in his blood. He is the messenger of the covenant, who brings good news from God, carries all our requests to God, and ever stands as a mediator between us and God. He is the pearl of great price, or the priceless pearl, which all who sincerely seek find, all who find may claim, and all who possess are enriched forever. He is the physician who heals all disorders, restores every patient to perfect health, and bestows medicine and care freely. He is the ransom which procured our release, ensures our liberty, and preserves us from going down into the pit. He is the righteousness which justifies us from all charges, entitles us to eternal life, and enables us to lift up our heads with boldness in God's presence. He is the truth which enlightens the mind, purifies the heart, and regulates the life. He is the fire which purges our dross, brightens our graces, and cleanses our consciences from works which deserve death. He is the shepherd who knows every sheep, watches over the whole flock, and never loses a lamb by disease, accident, or beast of prey. He is the captain of salvation who collects his soldiers, disciplines his troops, and leads them forth to certain victory over sin, the world, and the devil. He is the ladder by which we rise from this earth, lose sight of carnal things, and ascend to the presence of God. He is the surety who engaged for us in the everlasting covenant, who is held responsible for our salvation, who has pledged to set us before his Father's throne forever. He is the wall of fire which surrounds, enlightens, and infallibly protects all his redeemed people. He is the chief among 10,000 and the altogether lovely one. Precious Lord Jesus, allow me to know you more fully, to trust you more heartily, to serve you more diligently, to enjoy you more frequently, to imitate you more closely, to exalt you more highly, and to show forth your salvation from day to day. Your love is my heaven, your presence is my delight, and your service is the joy of my heart. Let me daily walk with you, work for you, and bring glory to you. O, send your Spirit to my poor heart, to exalt you, to honor you, to endear you to my soul. Use me to bring lost sinners to your cross, believers to your throne of grace, backsliders to the path of obedience. Be my strength in life, solace in death, and eternal portion beyond the grave.